Good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. I'm glad to have you with us. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge. And we have a special guest today. Ron Perry is the chairman and CEO of The Gathering USA. And Ron has a BSEE. I'm assuming that's a Bachelor of Science of Electrical Engineering from Rutgers. And he has got a great bio here that I want to share with you. So we're going to share it online because it's too good and too long. And I don't want to take any of his time. But let me just say this. Ron is a man of God. He's got a great business background. He went to college. You can read about all that stuff. Pastored some churches. You can read about that stuff. He's married to his wife. They live, obviously, they live in Windermere, Florida, have a bunch of kids and grandkids. And I do not want to steal a moment of your time, Ron. So at this point, let me turn it over to a guy that I admire, respect, and look forward to working more and more with over the years to come, Ron Perry.
Great. Thank you. Let me just see. Okay. It's telling me my screen sharing has failed for some reason. If that will give it, we'll try one more time. And if that doesn't do it, we'll, let's see. There we go. You should be seeing my screen now.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Okay. Grace beyond imagining. You know, you probably heard the definition of grace as unmerited favor. And I know when I was a little kid in the Sunday school class, they talked about it almost as being like jars of milk, but jars of grace, that God would grant you this grace. And so I thought I'd take a few moments this morning to share what grace really is all about. And probably the most important verse is Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. No condemnation. Now, to understand that, it's helpful to know about Golda Meir. She was born in Russia. She lived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She was an American citizen, and she lived there from 1906 to 1921. And then she became Prime Minister of Israel in 1969. That picture you see below is a 1958 Cadillac DeVille. I want you just to imagine that she's driving down the road in the late 50s, maybe early 60s, on I-4 here in Florida. She's doing 90 miles an hour. Policeman pulls her over, walks up to the window and says, ma'am, do you know how fast you're going? And she says, well, I'm not sure. I know it's going too fast. He says, you were doing 90. I'm going to have to write you a ticket. He writes her a ticket. She winds up going to court. She has to pay $350, the penalty for speeding at 90 miles an hour on that road at that time. 1969, she becomes Prime Minister of Israel. The next year, she comes back to Florida, driving in that same 1958 Cadillac on the same stretch of road. The same trooper amazingly stops her. Walks up to her, says the same thing. Do you know how fast we're going? She said, well, I'm always going too fast. And the trooper says, you were doing 90, ma'am. I'm going to have to write you a ticket. He writes her a ticket. She goes to court, and the court does not charge her any penalty whatsoever, because at this point, she has diplomatic immunity to the laws of the United States of America. It is exactly the same for a child of God. When a person becomes a follower of Jesus Christ, he is, or she is, no longer under the law. The law still exists. It still shows what sin is. Romans 8:33 says, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. No judgment. That's what it means. No penalty. It is not that we no longer sin that we become perfect. Rather, as a child of God, we are no longer subject to the law. But our ability to forgive is the evidence that we have received God's grace. The unmerciful steward did not believe his debt had been forgiven, and so he did not forgive himself, and therefore his own debt was not forgiven. Every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, we make a covenant that acknowledges, forgive us our sins in the same way as we forgive those who sin against us. Our ability to forgive is our indication that we have understood and we have accepted this incredible grace, this grace beyond imagining that God has given us. God bless you.
Ron, thank you. That's a great word, a great challenge for us this morning and for those listening later. Again, Ron Perry, who is the chairman and CEO of The Gathering USA. Just want to remind everybody, The Gathering Breakfast, September 9th. Tables are sold out, but we still have some seats, so plan to be a part of that with us. Just let us know, and we'll get you on there. Sehoy Golf Event, October 2021. And get ready for the next Iron Sharpening Iron virtual lunch coming soon. We've got a really special guest that's going to be a part of that. Now, go today, serve the Lord, enjoy, experience, and share his grace, and go be the edge.